Coming up here in about 15 minutes, we're going to talk about the Royals a little bit. The Royals stole a little bit of the Patriots' thunder as the Super Bowl was coming to an end on Sunday nights. The Royals got their starting pitcher. They badly needed to go out and find one, and they got the best guy available on the free agent markets and a pretty favorable deal for them as well. So that is a positive. A negative is that the PECOTA projections that come out every year, the computer projections from Baseball Prospectus on how everything's going to shake out this year, the PECOTA projections never like the Royals. They have actually never projected the Royals to have a winning record ever. But they are especially mean, and I would say unfair, very unfair, fake news to the Royals this time around. we'll get into that here in just a little bit. But first, K-State basketball. Touching up on this, again, K-State losing to KU last night 74-71, falls 5 points short of the Jayhawks in both of the games that they played this season combined. On one hand, that's very frustrating because you're so close. On the other hand, the fact that you competed that well with Kansas twice is certainly better than some of the alternatives that we've seen over the years from K-State. Even when K-State has been at their absolute best, they've had a hard time competing with KU twice in a season like they managed to do this year. But in any case, it is an 0-2 stretch. That's just the facts of the matter. And there were two things that really stuck out to me last night as big indicators that K-State is going to need to step up its game down the stretch of the season if it's going to make the NCAA tournament. Number one is the bench play. There were only 2 points scored by K-State's bench last night, and they were a pair of Xavier Sneed free throws. Xavier Sneed actually just went 2 of 5 at the line, and in a game that you lose by 3 points, that does kind of loom large. But in any case, K-State's bench was 0-for-6 from the field last night, 0-for-2 from three, contributed just the 2 points, like I mentioned, and 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 turnover, one block and 4 steals. That's what K-State got from its bench last night. That's not good. They need Xavier Sneed to be more of a contributor. But I would actually say that the bigger concern is what's been happening with Barry Brown as of late. I remember coming into the year saying, but in the early stages of the season, after 5 or 6 or 7 games, it just looked like, and maybe it was fool's gold because of the competition that K-State was going against, but it looked like Barry Brown was the closest thing that K-State had since Jacob Pullen. And again, that's not a comparison to Jacob Pullen. I'm saying it's the closest that K-State has had to Jacob Pullen for a player that when he really wanted a basket, he could just go get one for you in just about any situation. It might be a three. It might be a drive to the rim, or maybe he's not getting a basket. He's just getting to the free throw line and getting points. It seemed like Barry Brown was taking that step as a guy that could be assertive enough to be a huge factor in every game you play. And I know that it's not fair to him to hold him up to that high of expectations as a sophomore. As a matter of fact, I was looking up Jacob Poland's sophomore year numbers earlier today just for comparison's sake. He only shot 28% from three his sophomore year to Jacob Pullen. It really wasn't that great of a year. I think he averaged like 12 points a game, but the numbers were fairly comparable to what Barry Brown's doing now. But K-State needs a little bit more out of their shooting guard going forward. Last night he was 3 of 11, 0 for 2 from 3, scored 6 points, had 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 turnovers, and he is now 15 of 50 from three-point range in Big 12 play this season. That is 30%. They just need a little bit more out of him than that. He doesn't have to go out and score 20 points for you. The great thing about this team is that there are 6 different guys that can score in that 12 to 15 range rather easily, and so he doesn't have to go out and put the team on his shoulders every night. But when you lose a game by 3 points, something you're going to look at is when one of your best players only scores 6 when he probably should be in that 12 to 13 kind of range. And so Barry Brown needs to find his shot. And I want to give him a little bit of credit for what he did on the defensive end last night because he was very good defensively. But they do need just a little bit more out of him especially down the stretch. I mean, he was pretty invisible. They didn't really look his direction because I don't think he had a lot of confidence at that point. But that's if K-State's going to make the NCAA tournament, I'm telling you that one of the reasons why is because Barry Brown will have found his shot down the stretch and will start consistently getting into double figures.
Yeah, I agree. He is a guy that going into this year, I wouldn't have expected only 15 made three-pointers all season long. That's just something I didn't expect. Barry Brown, to me, is a solid shooter, but the past few games, I mean, this KU game and even the Baylor game, just 4 points against Baylor. If you would have put up a little more contribution, that game might have had a different outline to it as well with how it finished. Luckily, K-State was able to get the victory. But Barry Brown needs to step up his play, no doubt.
He's just 2 of 13 on his three-pointers over the last four Big 12 games. He did have a little bit better performance against Tennessee, but that's something that he's kind of done as well. He's had some of his better games in games that K-State has not won or they've been way behind, and then he's made some threes down the stretch that weren't really that meaningful. But and the only reason that I don't really think it's fair to say that I'm calling him out right here, but the only reason that I'm bringing this up is because of how important he is. I mean, I wouldn't do that like say with an Isaiah Maurice saying, man, Isaiah Maurice has got to step up and start scoring 6 or 8 or 10 points a game. No, I don't ask him to do that because that's not what this team is built around. That's not what's in the plan. That would be great if Isaiah Maurice could do that, but it's just not realistic to expect that of him right now. Barry Brown, because of what he did last year as a freshman and some of the glimpses that he provided, well, he gave you this idea that he could be maybe K-State's next great four-year guard along the same vein as a Jacob Pullen, a Rodney Magruder, a Cartier Martin. Not saying that he's going to be that or that we should expect him to be that, but I'm saying that as a freshman he showed those glimpses, those same kind of glimpses that we saw from those players I just mentioned. So you have to hold him to a little bit higher standard, and I think that he holds himself to a higher standard. I think that he expects that he should do more than 6 points and four rebounds in a very important rivalry game at home.
Yeah, out of those three sophomore starters, I think he's having the biggest sophomore slump, you could say.
Yeah, probably.
Especially down the stretch, his consistency has not been there, but it is just his second year. He has a lot more to grow and a lot more. I mean, this is something I think he can get through.
Yeah.
This is just a shooting slump, and the confidence will come back as his game comes back.
And just as is the case with just about all of K-State's players, Barry Brown playing better is more than just all of a sudden, like, let me think of how to phrase this. The difference between Barry Brown scoring 12 points and him scoring 6 points is greater than the difference of 6 points. What I'm saying is when he's playing well, you have to dictate more attention to him defensively. It opens up your offense a little bit, gives DJ Johnson a couple more opportunities inside. You know, when Barry Brown isn't shooting with any confidence, the defense can relax off of him a little bit and focus their attention more on DJ Johnson and Dean Wade. Well, if he's a threat from the outside, then all of a sudden that really changes that formula. So I think that's something to keep an eye on as K-State moves forward in the season. They do have, as mentioned earlier, they have the closest thing to a bye week that you can have in Big 12 play. As they played last night and now are off for the rest of the week until Saturday at West Virginia. We'll see if they can get some things figured out before their toughest remaining test for the rest of the regular season. Going to head to our next break here on The Game. When we come back, we'll gather around the hot stove, see who the Royals added to their pitching rotation on Sunday night. We'll also talk about the computer projections for the Royals this season. They are not too kind to the boys in blue. You Can't Be Serious will be coming your way at 5:50. This is The Game on News Radio KMIN.